Now, if you love dogs, whether as somebody who tours the country with your four-legged friend entering classes, or maybe you can't have a dog for whatever reason, but you still love them. Either way, the Essex Dog Day taking place in a couple of weeks' time is something that you won't want to miss. And to find out more about it, I'm joined now by two of the organisers, Sarah Courage and Ian Twinley. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Alan.
Morning, Alan.
Now, Sarah, we'll start with you. We'll talk about the Essex Dog Day in just a moment, but before we do that, you and Ian work with the charity that's organising the day and to which all the profits from the Essex Dog Day are going, Park Essex, that's P-A-R-C. I must admit, I'd never heard of Park before I knew I was going to be chatting with you this morning. Tell us a little bit about it. What does Park stand for, first of all?
It stands for Play and Resource Centre.
Okay. And what is it that you actually do?
Well, Play and Resource Centre is one of the only purpose-built facilities in Essex, near Braintree at Great Notley. And they can take children from birth to the age of 18. They don't means test them, and they look after and give a safe place for children to play and to have a bit of respite for their parents without any questions about whether they can afford it or not. They just bring them there.
So this is children presumably with special needs, is it?
It is, with special needs.
Right.
Usually children with either physical or mental disabilities that makes it difficult for them to play and learn with other children at, a school that every other child perhaps
is it
goes
any
to.
Particular needs or is it anything that's...
Not in particular, no, but children that do find it difficult to do things as other children do, particularly things like Asperger's and autism, they're very well catered for there.
Right. Okay, and what sort of services and activities do you actually offer at Great Notley?
Well, they have all the essential areas, for instance, play areas, a sensory room, a sensory integration room even, a playground and a sensory garden, which they love.
Right, okay. And it's parents that Park supports as well, is it? Not just
yes,
the children?
Yes, hugely. The parents and the siblings. Because it gives parents a chance to realise they're not the only person with a disabled child, and that other parents can share their own experiences and give advice and help, as to the staff who are dedicated will help them with all kinds of problems.
Right. And how did Park come about in the first place?
It came about from like-minded parents sort of getting quite desperate, really, and they started out in their own front rooms to start with, and then they moved into a porter cabin for a long time. And then they managed to raise the money through a lot of very big grants and donations from companies and from Essex County Council, and they built this wonderful building at Great Notley, at Braintree, and it's quite fantastic.
Ian, how many children is it that Park's actually involved with at the moment?
Well, thousands of children get to use the facilities. Just this summer, they'll be seeing several hundred children through the summer. It's a really busy time, with families either taking their kids off for the day doing all those fun events through the summer holidays, and sometimes you just need to have a day where you can take the other kids out. And it'll be a very busy time for them.
Mm. And you're based at Great Notley, as we've been saying, but you do actually cover the whole county and beyond?
Indeed, yeah. We see families from all across Essex, and in fact, we've got families from the Suffolk and Herts borders where they haven't got facilities like these available. And so people are travelling quite a distance to use the park facilities.
And Sarah, you were saying it's not necessarily a case of being able to afford it, because I guess if you have a child who has particular needs, whatever that might be, but in particular the more severe the needs, I guess that can put a real financial strain on the family anyway, particularly if one of the parents perhaps can't go out to work as a result. So how does that work in terms of the support that you can give?
It works very well. Everyone does contribute something, but it's a small amount. And otherwise it works from the point of view that we raise money, and so do other charities raise money, and they have a particular person who's raising money all the time, so they manage to keep the services going to keep these children safe and secure.
Excellent. How long have you both been involved with Park?
So, how long?
Yeah.
Since about 2008 in my case, because I came across them then when I was High Sheriff of Essex.
Of course you were, yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. What actually does that mean to be High Sheriff?
It means you're representing the Queen for the county, for law and order, if you like. And the Lord Lieutenant is senior in the protocol, but you're the one down, if you like.
Right, okay. And obviously you came across a lot of organisations
yes.
during that time, and Park was one of them.
It was fascinating.
And you got involved. You're both involved on the fundraising side.
Yes, solely, really.
And what's your connection, Ian?
I live at Crick's.
Right, which is where the dog day is taking place.
And we host a number of charitable events there. There's been an army benevolent fundraiser there for many years, a beating retreat event that we hold with the military folks. I got to know Sarah, and Sarah said, Ian, is there any chance we could try and do something with your space that you have at Crick's?
It looks absolutely lovely, I must say. Looking on your website at the days that you've had in the past. Look, we will come and talk about the Essex Dog Day in a moment. It's Alan with you on the Feel Good Saturday on Phoenix, and we're talking about dogs, and in particular the Essex Dog Day, which is taking place on the bank holiday weekend in a couple of weeks' time, raising money for the charity Park Essex, which is doing loads of great work at its centre near Braintree, Great Notley, as we've been hearing from my guests Sarah and Ian, working with children with extra needs, special needs. I've come across this phrase. I mean, obviously special needs is something we're familiar with as sort of a generic term, but extra needs, I suppose it's the same thing really, is it?
Just a bit sort of more extensive perhaps.
Sarah, talking about the Dog Day, which you're organising for the charity, and to raise some money, and also it's going to be a great event. It's the third time you've done this, isn't it?
It is.
What was the inspiration behind it in the first place?
Well, it's quite difficult raising a lot of money on a regular basis without hitting your friends again and again and again, and they get quite fed up with that. So we thought we'll have something really big. Everyone loves dogs. There hadn't been a really big dog event in Essex for some time. So we thought there was a need, and we were proved right because it was successful from the moment we had the first one. We were completely overwhelmed.
Really?
One.
So it exceeded your expectations?
Hugely.
I guess when you do something like that for the first time, you've really got no idea what to expect.
It could have been 200, and we were a bit scared there might be, but it was 7,000 something.
Wow, that is that is absolutely amazing. And how much money are you looking to raise in for this year?
Yeah, for the last 2 years, we raised just over 40,000 in the first year, and close to 50,000 last year. But this year, we'd like to get in excess of 50,000. Which goes a long way at the school. They can make good use of that.
I'm sure they can, yeah. Sarah, tell us about the day itself. It's 2 weeks' time. It's 2 weeks tomorrow, isn't it? Sunday the 25th, which is the bank holiday weekend. I guess that a big part of a dog day is classes and demonstrations, things like that.
It
so
is.
I mean, presumably this, start with the classes. I guess you have a number of categories.
We have a lot of categories. The gates open at 10, and this year we have moved the companion class times to 11 o'clock start, not 12. And the first classes on are the puppies from 6 to 12 months and the best rescue dog the same time. So if people have got those dogs in those categories, they must get there early to register.
Can they just turn up on the day? Obviously,
yes, they can turn up on the day, but they need to be there in good time to register so that they can let their puppy or their best rescue dog get in their class starting at 11.
So for those two categories,
you've got to get there
at 10 o'clock pretty
exactly.
much.
Exactly, get in there quick.
Right, okay.
And then we've got a further 19, well, 19 in total, and then the winner of the best of each class goes into the best in show at the end, and they get a trophy they can keep for 6 months and various other very exciting prizes.
Oh, wow, so it's really worth
There are rosettes and prizes for everybody there all the way through. I mean, the first six get rosettes, and the first four get prizes.
I'm just looking at some of the classes you've got here. You've got what's this, best six legs? What's that all about?
Ian can explain about best six legs.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be a long-legged young lady that's walking a dog.
It could equally be
a strapping lad walking his dog through.
And best mover, that one might fit in quite well with my last guest, with Rhonda Merrick there, with the movicle there, the best mover. Is that in terms of the dog or in terms of the two legs?
Yeah, that's the dog.
Or is it open to interpretation?
Yeah, no, that's the dog.
And you've got some more sort of standard categories as well. Prettiest female, that's a nice one, and most handsome male, I like that. And what's this one? Most different pair of dogs. So that's the same owner, is it?
Yeah, well, that's not necessarily. Anybody can join up with somebody else. You know, you might have a friend with an enormous great Dane, and you might have a Chihuahua. It'd be quite good.
The waggiest tail. I think my favourite one, you know what I'm going to say here, the dog most like its owner.
Yes, we're looking forward to that one.
Who's going to be doing the judging?
We've got different people all the way through. We've got five official judges who've got experience. And we invite the sponsors, if they're fancying coming into the ring, to look at and admire the dogs as well. And we've also got the pleasure of Lord Peter, the Lord Lieutenant of Essex. He'll be judging the dog that he would most like to take home with him. That's the second last
That's nice.
Class, which
that's
is nice. Fun.
Ian, you've got competitions as well. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, there's lots. It's a fantastic family event, and you find, obviously, there's a lot of young children there, so they'll be putting their dogs through the agility course, fly ball. There's obedience classes, and the real fun one is the splash into the pond. So we have the dogs, you know, jumping into the pond, retrieving, or not, as sometimes the case may be. They just swim around, and the owner has to go in and fetch them.
That's the gun dog scurry in the lake, is it?
The gun dog scurry in the lake, that's it.
Great. And you've got static displays as well. As you might expect at a dog show, you've got these things involving dogs running through tunnels and all that sort of thing.
Yes, we have a sheepdog display where they round up not just the sheep, but some geese. We've actually got Jemima Parry-Jones and her Birds of Prey coming over from the Welsh borders. And, you know, that's fantastic watching Birds of Prey put to work. So that's always very, very busy.
And Sarah, I guess if people haven't got a dog but they just want to come along and enjoy the fun of the day, there's loads of things going on. And it's not just about the dogs as well, is it? You've got other demonstrations and displays and things as well?
We have. We've got the Helena Remains School of Dancers doing a display for the first time. They're doing two displays. And we've got Canine Partners, who train dogs to help people with disabilities. And they'll do a demonstration in the ring as to how they help them. I think they bring in a washing machine, I understand. And the dog can be very helpful with the washing machine. Mm. I think I'd like one of those at home.
Are you both dog lovers yourselves?
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed.
You both got dogs.
Ian has got Tilly, the black Labrador. He loves her. Yeah. And I've got two Spaniels who are a bit manic. One Cocker and one half Cocker. Half Springer, and he's a handful.
So, as well as being a lot of hard work to organise this, I guess you're having a lot of fun with it as well.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah, and we're very fortunate. You know, we'll have 145 volunteers on the day, giving up their day to help.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Yeah, and we have people the weekend before helping set it up, and of course the day after is always the tough day.
I can imagine, we still have 30
or 40 volunteers turn up to help take it all
down. Oh, that's tremendous, because sometimes people don't mind being involved in sort of the main event and sort of getting the glamorous bit of it, but it's the hard work, isn't it, sometimes, where the volunteers all drop off. So that is really great. It's all taking place at Crick's. Now, Crick's is where you live, Ian.
Indeed.
Tell us
yes.
a little bit about
we're at Hatfield Peveril, adjacent to the A12, so you can see us from the A12. We put a big farm trailer out there with a sign on, so you can't miss it. It's about 50 acres of parkland, and normally we have a herd of Aberdeen Angus cattle grazing the parkland, but they were moved off last night. And we start work on it in the coming weeks.
tremendous. And I guess you've got loads and loads of space for parking as well, have you?
Yes, we have, yeah. We were overwhelmed the first year. We didn't expect so many people to turn up at 5 minutes to ten. But no, we can park around 3,000 cars and accommodate up to 10,000 people. We had 8,500 last year, so I'm guessing it'll be close to 10,000.
And that in itself, organising the car park and marshalling people in and out, that's quite an organisation in itself, isn't
it? It's probably the most important thing. People get very frustrated getting into and getting out of events, and the one thing that we're very proud of, we can get people in without queues and get people out very quickly. We've got two or three exits out onto the London Road and then onto the A12.
Look, we do need to leave it there. Sarah, before we go, do just remind us when the Essex Dog Day is taking place.
I will. And I'll also tell you there's a fantastic raffle. Can't let that go
by. Oh, no, do mention that.
Yes,
please.
You can win a night for two at the Intercontinental Hotel Park Lane for two, including breakfast. £250 worth of Debenhams vouchers to spend in any either of their stores, and you can go down to Shepherdine Brewery in a limo for eight and have lunch as
that
well.
That is a fantastic prize.
And there's lots of other £100 vouchers dotted all over the place. Kind people like Ingot Stone's Saddlery and Marks and Spencer's and Abigail's Delicatessen in Ingot Stone have put a £30 voucher. There's all kinds of lovely things to win £2 a ticket.
And where can people get the tickets?
On the day, people will be walking around selling them, and they'll be in the main sort of tea tent area.
And did you know, Alan, before we even open the gates, it's underwritten by all of our sponsors. So if it absolutely pours down and we didn't see one person, all of our costs are underwritten by the sponsors.
We've got some fantastic people sponsoring everything from the dog food. We've got Pets at Home have done pretty well every single prize for us.
And, that is brilliant.
We've got Essex ID and Heart and Spring Lodge are really big ones, and Repro House, they've been brilliant.
Great stuff. And it is a really, really great charity that you're doing this for.
Smashing charity.
Doing a lot of work.
They need it. They need it.
They need it, and they're working, helping a lot of families.
They are. And their families can't survive without it. It's very, very difficult to survive without help.
And while I think of it, one final thing. If anybody wants to see Crix tonight, there is a Pink Floyd tribute band concert there for Brainwave, the charity in Witham.
Oh, right.
They're holding an event tonight at Crix.
Okay.
So if anybody is a big Pink Floyd fan, it's £15 a ticket. All proceeds to Brainwave.
Which tribute band is that?
Any Colour You Like.
Oh, yeah. They're quite
a renowned band, yeah. They've travelled Europe. So
yeah. I think it was Think Floyd I saw once. I always think with these tribute bands, one of the most fun things must be thinking, what are you going to call yourselves? Yeah. But Any Colour You Like. So what time is that tonight?
6 o'clock, gates opened, and that band is on at 8 o'clock. There's
how much is that to get in tonight?
£15 a ticket.
And that's for Brainwave?
That's for Brainwave, yeah.
Great stuff. You're doing some tremendous stuff for all sorts of charities there at Crix, Ian. Look, we do need to...
I'll give you the date, shall I get
do tell us... When?
Sunday the 25th of August.
2 weeks
bank
tomorrow.
Holiday Sunday.
And how much?
And it's £7 an adult. Concessions are £5. Family ticket, £18, which is a pretty good bargain, really, when you think what things cost these days. And the gates open at 10. And
10
get there
o'clock.
Early if you want to register your
and
dog.
It's going to go on all day, isn't it?
All day, yeah. The gates shut at 5.
Great.
And the main ring is stuffed with entertainment all day.
Fabulous. Sarah, Ian, thank you so much, both of you, for taking the time in. I'm sure you're both very, very busy, and obviously you've got this concert this evening as well. You're very busy at the moment, but thanks for taking the time to pop in and tell us not only about the Essex Dog Day, but also about Park Essex as well, which is what it is all about. The very best of luck with the day itself. Let's hope for some good weather. We're not even going to think of the possibility of rain, but as you say, it is underwritten by your sponsors in any case. But let's just hope for some really good weather there.